We're holding Simchu Peches by Sevav. We just ended off by Shabbos, by benching. We go in the words we say. We say the Tefillah would say. By Yom Tov, we say the Tefillah of Yalav Yovoi. Sevav is a question, what happens when you make a mistake? That means Gemara brings down that you should add in the Bracha. By Shabbos, you add in Bracha, Shabbos L'mnucha. And none of you add in Bracha, Shnosin Yom Tovim, L'amo Yisol. The Simchu is the Koran. Gemara goes on further and says, I have a Locha that says, you have a Chiv to Chazora. And start go back. Well, that depends where you're holding. If you're holding that you raised tell the bracha v'atoyva meitiv, then v'chiv chazara. Masha eken, you just said boyne brachlo v'yishleim omein. Then you say over there the bracha by that place. Now here we're discussing a case where a person forgot to say ritzei. Leva for kert. It's during the week, and he said ritzei. The person only usually benches on Shabbos today, and now his bracha l'shoynus took him to say loshna ritzei. He had to bench all over again. So the Tzvei Sar Shulchan Chayno, he brings down this question, and he says, L'chura, based upon the Yisrael that we already learned, that a hefsik with toys that you think you're supposed to go say, and not nichon to get it of a hefsik, you thought you're supposed to pass the salt, you realize the salt is right by you, you thought you're supposed to feed the animals, tell someone to feed the animals, and you don't realize the animals are dead or they're fed already, it's a hefsik with toys, not a hefsik. You also, during the week, you say, would say, you're not supposed to, you thought you're supposed to go say it, nichon to say hefsik with toys, hefsik betoys, and for that reason, maisis na ma'akif. Now, the gate to Shabbos, the person who forgot to say would say, there are different times the person can forget, and you have to go by step, five different diagrams of where a person can forget and what to go do. So, first, a person starts saying uvnei shlaim, he gets baruch atah, and before they get the word of Hashem, he remembers. What to go do then? Says the Mishmur, and the place can be foreign. Then you go back and say would say, and Uvenei Yishalayim, that's number one. Number two, what happened? He said, Baruch Atah Hashem. He said Hashem's name over there. Then what to go do? The Shai Tshuva brings down a Chidok. What do you say, Lamdeinu Chukecha Nat? Do you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeinu Chukecha, go back to what you say? Or no, do you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, that you said? Then end off the Baruch, Boy the Baruch, Yishalayim, Amen. And then say the Nusach of the Baruch that's brought down in the Gemara. The Maisa Mishabruah brings down the Chayotom. A paskin, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, that's what you're holding by. You say Lamdeinu Chukecha. It's gedder, it's yisoid, is when you say Lamdeinu Chukecha, when don't you? Basically, it comes out anytime you have a chiv bichazer, or more his moisef. Anytime you have a chiv to say a bracha, a moisef bracha inside your benching, or inside your Shemona Esrei, in those times the person says Lamdeinu Chukecha. Why? Because we don't want people to be moisef brachas. It's keen the concept of a bracha l'vatol, it's not needed over here. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you should end off Lamdeinu Chukecha. At Sana Sheni, Moshe has a tshuva. He's discussing about all the Mishnah that has this klal. Ladavka in this specific case over here, the Mishnah Berurah. That again, the Mishnah has a klal. You hold him Mash Berurah Moed Hashem. You got to go say it. You say Baruch Atah Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you end off Lamdeinu Chukecha. Says the Moshe, in essence, let's think about what you did over here. He's saying Betzim a pasuk in Mishlei. Can you learn a middle of benching? Can you learn in the middle of davening? You can't learn. You can't say psukim. So how well can be moisef this inside? Bishlam, you made a mistake and said certain words should not be there. You said it would say during the week. Say hefsik matois. But now I know I'm not supposed to say lamdeinu chukecha. I'm adding it in. Be'etzem, I'm talking. I'm learning in the middle of davening. I'm learning in the middle of birchas hamazon. How in the world can I say lamdeinu chukecha over here? It's a hefsik gomer and pashas you mevatel the brach over here. You can just learn the middle of davening. The other said, Moshe said, Baruch Atah Hashem, what do you do? Boin the bracha v'yishlaim amen, and say the bracha that's brought down in the Gemara. You have no right to end off Lamdeinu Chukecha. And this one, Moshe, is before and already, the Sivis goes this way. The Maim Mordechai, Likut HaMaruach, and after the Olatian, they want Paskin, you do not say Lamdeinu Chukecha. You finish off the bracha. Asad Hashemi, the Maisi looks at the Malachtim, his Manenu, Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosoy, Vizoy Sar Bracha, whether it's Simcha Bonim or Rav Badner or Shkias Be'yov and Rav Lerner, they come on the pasuk like the Mishnah against Rav Moshe. They say when you're holding by Hashem, you end off Lamdeinu Chukecha. L'chura, the Yisoid had their understanding over here. Since the only way to go back to the Nusach, you're supposed to say, we'd say, Uyal V'yovoi, is to say Lamdeinu Chukecha, is Kaina situation where a person made a bracha of Amaitzi, says, pass the salt. That's what I need right now. I say, feed the animals. That's what I need right now. I need to say Lamdeinu Chukecha to go back what I'm supposed to go do over here. So it's not really I'm learning over here. My learning over here is mitzad mitzarech of my birchas hamazon. It's like I'm saying, feed the animals so in order that way I can eat my pas over here. I'm in mafsik in between. That's my tzarech. I need to go back to bench the correct way. So it seems to be a shikol das question when a person holds by brachat Hashem is la derech kachal beetim lima atar. It's a hefsek gomer words of a maisha and his mamash by the bracha. No fakert. That's the tzarech of here to go back to bench correctly. The maisa again. I'm locked between to go like the bi'alocha. Or you say like the chayodom lamdenu kachal. A third time, you say brachat Hashem boinei. What do you do in that case? So if you read Mishabuah, he sends you the Chayodom that points out, if you look up the Elirabo, the Tesis Yontif, the Marash, they come along and say, even by Boina, you still say, Ritzei Brach Mitzenu. Go back to Ritzei. The Maisel, as the Mishabuah points out, even the Chayodom is mefakik upon it, Mishabuah does not take it on, he seems to ignore that aspect. He says, therefore, what's Aloch over here, you end off Boina Brach Lomishlaim Omei. The Maimon Mordechai has struck a lotion against those who bring down this halacha of the Eli Rabba that says, you go back to it, say, says, Loi Mamin, I do not believe it came out from the words of these Gedanim over here. It can't be that way. And therefore, you end off the bracha, and therefore, we say, Brachma Mishlam Amen. And then you say, the nosach of the bracha that's brought down in the Gemara. Now, a couple of the places you can say, now you say this bracha over here. A lot of different birkons, they have the bracha inside. Siddurim have it inside. Some of them don't have it. Well, let's say, Yalad Derech. And you don't have it. So what do you go do? So if you know it, you say it. But let's say you don't know it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Taz already, that if you know the Psicha and the Chasimo, you know the words Hashem Nosol Shabbosos, Ain No Mekaj Shabbos, or by Yontif, Mekaj Yisrael Vazmanim, the Psicha and the Chasimo Lamais is enough. But let's say you don't know. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chayz Lavoi, you should go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning. However, he sends you to Ayin B'Alocha, and based upon the Sugya and Simon Kufi Dalit, on this Simon Kufi Dalit, and also by Yalav Yavoi, the halach is when a person did not say Mashu Ruach Amar Negeshem, he end off Mechaya Mesim, right then and there, before he said Atta Kodosh, he can say Mashu Ruach Amar Negeshem. By Yalav Yavoi, by Shimon Esau, he got to go say, he finished the Bracha of the Sechazana, he got to before Moedim, he says Yalav Yavoi right before Moedim. If so, in fact, the Bialocho, you do not know how to say the Bracha of the Gemara. Bless the Cholapachlis, do you know what it say? If you know what it say by heart, Ritzei Vech Mitzenu, say, Boinim Brach Mishlaim Amen, I don't know the Bracha, and say, Ritzei Vech Mitzenu. Because the Maisi did not start yet the fourth Bracha, you still associate it back to the Bracha before him. Varaya Yalav Yavoy, Varaya Mashiv Ruach. Maisa, what to go do? Tzorchi and Lamaisa. Doesn't answer. The Shaila is, so what to go do? If you don't know, what to go do? So Betzem is Archa Shulchan over here, and he really discusses a question before, and the Oilam really should point out, the Oilam was asking, the Gemara is giving you a Nusach over here, and making a Bracha. Why? Just like by Yalav Yavir, what do? We say before Maidim, Yalav Yavir. Before, after Kodesh, Mash Ruach. So why did the Gemara give you a special Bracha? Nothing more to say, Yitzhay Rech Nitzenu. On the Tzav, Mish Ruach says, you can say Yitzhay Rech Nitzenu before the fourth Bracha. So that's Mesakin, say Yitzhay Rech Nitzenu before the fourth Bracha. I mean, the question before, Mishmur was like, if I don't know the bracha of the Gemara, then say it, say. If you do know the bracha, why say the bracha? Say it, say. Says Aruch HaShulchan, because Be'etzim Chazal wanted that every would say, and every Mashiv Ruach, every Yalav Yavoi to have a bracha with it. Therefore, it's a chelik of the bracha, it's part and parcel of either the second bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei or part of Birch Samozin. However, when you finish the bracha, by Birch Samozin, to say a bracha, the Seder. But by Shimon Esrei, to add in to have four brachas in the first three brachas, Chazal said, no, we only have three brachas in the first three brachas. The end of Shimon Esrei, by Yalav Yavai, to throw in another bracha, we can't. Only for that three brachas, not four. So by default, we're coming back to associating it and saying it before Moedim. Chazal let you say Yalav Yavai or Masha Baruch. That's part of the bracha before it. Masha, and can he say by Birch Samozin, you can't throw in a bracha. And therefore, Be'etzim goes on further and says by Birch Samozin, we finish Birch Samozin with the Raiso. The first three brachas we pass in the Raiso. The fourth one, Mice is not the Raiso, it's only the Rabbanon. Therefore, now we are finished the first three brachas. Bishlam, Mishman, Esrei, we're not finished. But here we have finished first three brachas. What? You want to say now? We'd say. You can only say we'd say when it's part of a bracha. Without a bracha, you can't say it. Therefore, you cannot say we'd say right now. Could you finish the first three brachas over here? It's finished, ice. You continue now by the fourth one. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you did not say we'd say before you get to the Sata Toiv HaMeitiv. Shlomo Zalman, he comes to different parts, and once Chazal's Masakin, Chazal's Masakin, ice. you did not do your tarkana, therefore you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So again, those are Paskim Mishmur Shaila, the Rosh Hashulchan, and Shlomo Zalman, and the Shmir Shabbos, Paskim Lemaisa, we do not say we'd say, we have to go back. Atzad Shlishi, of the Ashur says, V'elachaz Eiz Nataino, and he's right. You say right then and there, we'd say. He's right. So Rosh Hashulchan, we Paskim, we say we'd say. Atzad Revi, come on the Chesh of Eifoid, and the others would go this way. The one Taino, that the Locha over here is, that let's say, what you're going to do is not clear, but if you said we'd say, the Shaila would be a Locha. Therefore, Echanami not be chazen then. Only be the Evid, not lechatchilo. So it comes out, the Meister, what to go do if you do not know the Brocho, the Psich and the Chesimo, either Tzorachian, you go back, you don't go back, go be the Evid. Shaila. Tzorachian the Meister. So, yeah, obviously, the Ace is not to forget. Or to get a Siddur, go look it up what the Brocho is. But the Meister came out, first of all, rate 4 levels so far. You say Baruch Atah, Halacha, you go back to Ritzay. Say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishmur Pasim Lembeinu Chukecho. Say Baruch Atah Hashem, Boinei, that will mamshik the finish of the Baruch. Say Baruch Atah Hashem, Boinei Baruch Mishlam Omein, that's the Gemara, you say the fourth Baruch. You say Nocha Baruch. A fifth case is, you start a Toiv HaMeitiv. So when you start a Toiv HaMeitiv, the Gemara says very clearly, then you have to be Chayza to the beginning, be Pasim L'Rosh, go back to the beginning. The question is, what does it mean, you start a Toiv HaMeitiv? That means in the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayotom, it says you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam or Kel. You have to say a Kel. Without a Kel, you did not start yet the fourth bracha. Why? You say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam and be misaking with Asher Nosan. Elamai, the only way you get out of Asher Nosan is saying the word Akel. He says Ayn Bialocha. In the Bialocha, he says I don't understand. Why does he say Baruch? You misiach das. I saw the fourth bracha over here, and therefore he brings down the right from the Yishalmi. Arrived from the Urzura, once Taina, once said the word Baruch already, you're East already, the Baruch before him, and therefore, L'chor Yafi Chosh L'Rosh, once said the word Baruch. And Yanzov, Tzorchin Gadol, what do you go do? So first, the Shalah, in Klalim Psakim Mishtabura. Maisa Mishmurbiya says, bring down only the Chayodom, Ayim Bialoch, with Tzorchin Gadol. Maisa, they bring down, from Zaman, the same Baruch, and from Sharnberg, also in Bayesim Chabadim, the Isim, what's the Klalim Mishtabura in this case? He says, since the Mishbu began Chayodom, the Loch is Chayodom. Mishbu is passing like Chayodom, you have to say a Kel. Without a Kel, it's not starting on Toiv HaMeitiv. The Maaseh, those who passing like this, this is Makor Chaim already, the Chavasir already, a few hundred years ago, passing this way, and Shlomo Zalman himself passing, or Letzion, or Sharnberg, Nibia Oimer, and the Shmir Shabbat Kel Chosoy, Yachel Yosef, the same Bracha, and all this passing this way. The Loch is, without a Kel, he's not start yet, and if you would say the Bracha, that the Gemara is Misaking, Asher Noson. Atzad Hasheni, those Taino, before the Mishmur already, the word Baruch already is when you start the next Baruch, Hesach Adas. The Maim Mordechai goes through this and says, Baruch. The Graz writes, you said Baruch, that's ice. Vesiech Das, you're ready by the, you finish the derises, you hold them by the Rabbanans. The Kitzer, the Chasalofim, the Benishchai, the Tilodov, the Chaimno, Beis Baruch, the Yashuv, he passed on it like this, the Lochas get his Baruch. So we have a second sheet to the get his Baruch. Atzad Shlishi, read the words of Mishabura slowly, it's not even his option. His option either is a Kel, or you say Baruch Atah Hashem. He does not say the option is Baruch. That means read the Graz, he says, he said the word Baruch. My Mordechai the word Baruch. Mishabura does not say that. He said the other side is Baruch Atah Hashem. The Swarm point out, Be'etzem he's saying a third Malach over here. Baruch Be'etzem, since he did not say Hashem's name yet, it's not really Mechayiv you to Mamshech. We know without the word Hashem, you can still go back to certain things. So till the word of Hashem, it's not a bracha right now.
Is that the
Hesach Hadas? Lashon is Hesach Hadas, but not a complete Hesach Hadas. Without Hashem, the words don't fully count. Hashem is the ikka that said the bracha. It doesn't fully count. And therefore, you look at the Yosef Oymet Zeredi, his words are bracha to Hashem. The Chidol, he says, and the Shaitu brings down the word of Hashem. Mat Ephraim, the Birur Halacha, the base Baruch son, the Mazobah son, but Yom Zilba wants time the words of Mishabuah Baruch Atah Hashem is Lav Dafko. No, he's uncle and his father. Mishabuah said Baruch Atah Hashem. It's Dafko over here. So look around the Mishabuah Svarim. Get a Dafko Baruch Atah Hashem. And if he wants Paskin the Bureau local, Dafko Baruch Atah Hashem. So among the Svarim, as far as I see, 10, 10, and 7. Doesn't mean much. But Chalik Deshokal, is the get over here a Kel? The get is Baruch Atah Hashem? Or the get is Baruch over here?
It's not a Kel, you're in the middle of a Baruch.
No, that's a Bayat and Yabichoizer.
Before
Before
you said
it,
Kelly
used to say
Baruch Hashem Hakim Malam. It's the end of Hashem, not Shabbosos. Just end of it with
the
end of the Baruch. But you're supposed to go say over here. Oh, so that's again, as we know, the Machlokes Mechaber Amor, based upon the Rambam Shita, and we had early different sugyas. One time, maybe it's the Shita, so Mishmur is not Makiv, no. It's not Makiv. L'mai says, Shalom, what to go do? Nochabaya, again, when is the Aschol of a Toiv Amaitiv? Shalom Zama wants time that a mini Klai Yisrael is a Kel. And he wants time that that's a Psaak of the Shibur is a Kel, that's a Chayotov. L'mai says, again, Nobody says, no, the Get is Baruch. The other Bira Allah wants to say again, Baruch Atah Hashem. It's not clear what to go do. When's that call over here? Building upon this, once we have these five levels over here, this is the case when a person, Maisa, knows what exactly he did. Let's say he's misupik what he did. He's not sure if he say would say, not say would say. Says the Mishabura, and also the Shayat Zion, Mistama, if he wasn't sure, Mistama did not say would say. Why? Because that's a not the way of benching, you don't say it. And if you're not sure, now have all the klal like beforehand. That means if you said boine, it's klal. Baruch Atah Hashem, it's klal. When does that time make them? The loch of sofik is if you did not say it for sure. Now, this psak of Mishmur, when you misupik what you did over here, as again as if you did not say it, the mafakfak for numerous reasons. It comes from four different reasons over here. Number one, they point out, let's argue based upon Metzius. Let's say we benched a Shabbos over our lifetime 1,000 times, 2,000 times. How many times have you forgot? 5? 10? To say Mistam you forgot is very hard to understand based upon first Metzius. It's Aleph. Just think about it. How many times have you benched? How many times have you forgot? That's Aleph. Second, what's the Svah over here? Why do people naturally on Shabbos do not forget? Pashas is the different Surah of the Sudo. During the week on the run, of course we can bench on the run, that's also. But when I say we're running, we have to catch a bus, now tender, we have things to go do over here, Shabbos, it's Menucha, hopefully, and a matzav of a different meal over here. The ambience and the atmosphere of Shabbos is in the Gemara of Kamba, the Flamed Zayin discusses, sure, that's not on Shabbos, it's not like during the week. Because the whole situation of Klal Yisrael is the dress different, the surah different, the Nuch Nefesh is different over here. So the reason why on Shabbos, whenever we have that surah of relaxing, and we know after the meal, we're just going to either go to Torah, or go take a Shabbos a shulf over there, it's a different surah over here, we seem to naturally say, we have more time. Mashing on during the week, we're more on the run, so then it has the natural way, we won't say. So it could be a swear why people do not forget on Shabbos. The whole atmosphere creates it. This is Shabbos, this is what we're going to do over here. That's number two. Number three, I've been discussing with people in the Chaburah, is it true the Metzius that people wash more during the week than on Shabbos?
Yeah, most people do.
The people come over to tell me some. Depends on your diet, depends what you do. Yeah. I mean, some people in Chalami, they wash every breakfast, Pas Shachris. Yeah. Others Mekayim Pas Shachris, either it's not halach over here, or the Mekayim Pas only Mizdainis, Pas from Mekistan, that they don't bench upon it. A lot of people do not bench during the week. If you want to tell me on Shabbos, we bench three times, right? Everyone, we have a Chiyav, Shal Shudis. We pass like the Rambam, I've already mentioned three times. During the week, if you have a bris, once, two bris, twice, Lamaka, fine. And even that, Yeshlot, if people do that, if they have five.
Fine, not
a few. So, but Maisa comes out, so it'll be three times and three times. You tell me the regilas of a person. That means, for carrot, you clear it the other way. If you never wash during the week, you only wash in Shabbos, and during the week you bench, maybe your regilas, you said, would say, we mentioned the beginning of Chaburah that according to Mechaim, no, it's not a hefsek, we're toys and not a hefsek. But who, if I care, today you can argue with Maisa, the Issa question of Chaim Gnevsky, but also to Meir Leib Steinemann, Chaim's Echonami, if the Metzius by you is not the way, that you, Maisa, don't wash during the week only on Shabbos, you don't have the luck of the Mishnah Berurah anymore. It's not your Regilus. And a lot of people tell me, the Metzius says that's not the Regilus anymore.
So the American Israeli.
Good. Maisa, it's true the Mishnah Berurah passed this way. A fourth point they say, the Maisa is a Pula Tzaddik and the Elf Amokim before him, and they'll be only pass like this. That's not Regilus. Why say that for? Maisa, we don't pass like the Mishnah Berurah. So they come out, I'll say Halacha the Mishnah Berurah that says, Rokhli say would say, either arguments have Metzius, Mitzad Sforo, Mitzad Mamar Kremis, Mitzad Mahogis, they want Taino. That's not true, you Mesubik. The Halacha is, we're not going to be Chaser. I'll say Rashaini, if I care it. Let's go down the other way, defend the Mishnah Berurah. true the Mishmuah, Maisa passes away, and those go like the Mishmuah. Shmir Shabbos passes like this. Rav Vosner and the Chabonu, they learn all pass like it. They say there's a svar over here to it. Maisa, is it, when we went to elementary school or to Gadin, we benched. And we benched over there, we never said it would say. And it's our gears to youngster that we bench, and some of us still sing and still have the shoe over there, and a lot of us just don't grow up being children, right? Children for the rest of our lives. And we do seem to have the nature built inside of us that we bench without saying would say. Because that's how we did for a bunch of years, the first 5 years, 10 years of our lives. We never said would say. It seemed to be more built into us than we always sang in that way. That's not true over here. And the other one, Taina Fakert, that is our regilis, that naturally we don't say would say. That's.
Void,
they point out, our benches, it sets you up to get Ritzei. Because where's Ritzei? It's Amban, with a star. Or it's a different color. It's not like, they point out by Yom Neroyim, you say Melech HaKadosh because they're inside the Nosach. It's a Melech HaKadosh with a star on the bottom. It's Yalei Yovel on the bottom. It sets you up to get not to say it. So the Faket, now that's a Regilus. The only one say Faket, the Mishnah was right. Whether it's had the Kirsi Yankta were always children, or it means something on Hoga that the Siddurim set us up that way, mice is on the bottom, or it's a different,
top,
or it's a different font, or different Sira, and you naturally don't read it over there.
Or used to skipping
another reason, depends if you do it during the week or not. Each one onto its own. For that reason, one time to forget, which was correct. Mice, what to go do? I really think this is a personal question. That means, don't look for Cholius, I think look for Proteus. Certain people. Yes, sir. I never forget this. Don't, you know, that's my mitzvah. I don't eat pasta during the week, only eat on Shabbos, and therefore my mitzvah is not to forget. That's my hoga. Shabbos is a whole different atmosphere. Others, you'll ask them, and they'll naturally, they'll bench with forgetting all the time. Why? Because that's a little younger, or this sets you up that way. And I think the answer to this question, how to pass it, really based upon people should know themselves. What do you do naturally? Some people know naturally they say mitzvah. Some people know naturally they don't say mitzvah. That's just, I think the Matthias over here. I don't think the psak over here is a clearly sick of psak. It's on Hanukkah, people should know based upon themselves. So, as it comes out, we went through two levels over here. One, if you forgot, you know for sure you forgot. And then we went through a second level, if you misubik, you forgot. Let's take these two levels and discuss it now by an issue. By notion. Number one, they know they forgot. Forgot, say it, say. Number two, they have misubik if they forgot. So first, Kamal Kabachaim says, we know that she forgot. We know that Loch and Sim Kuf Peivav. The Gemara says, Shaila, if by Bechsa Mosma, my Noshim is Drabon on the Raisa. We saw over there, Jabbi Chosen not, Mishmur being down, Machlik to the Achrelim. I think we came out 15 verse 14. What to go do if you Chosen not? Machlik to Shokel. Building upon these Gedol Achrelim, says the Kabachaim, therefore, if an Isha, she forgot, say, not to be Chosen. Not to be Chosen. And they point out it's a Pella. The Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, women are chayv in Bechsa Mosam. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara's subject is it Rabbon or Deraisa? But what is a chiv over here? You think under Rabbon is no chiv to be chayzer? Person eats less kedei seviyo. That's subject. We know what she forgot. First, you do it, she knows she forgot what to say. She knows she forgot what to say. You think you eat less kedei seviyo, you don't not be chayzer. Mashiv Baruch by davening, by tefillah, La Paskin Paskin is the only din Rabbanu, not going to be Chazer, the last suffix. She has a Chiyav. So therefore, Avadan Kivegin, the first Tshuva, Kivegin, Chelikal of Simonov discusses this point. He says, the Maisa, women have a Chiyav over here to bench. Chiyav Sudo. I the Maisa, the Mitzvah says, Man Gramo. He says, on Shabbos, the Loch is that we have a Hekich, Zachel Lashomer. Any lab she has, she also has that says. Therefore, she's chayiv in Suda, she's chayiv in Einig on Shabbos, and therefore she's a chayiv Suda. Once she has a chayiv Suda, just like men have a chayiv Suda, women have a chayiv Suda, whether it's machayiv or Bechsa Mos, Drabon or Deraisa, does not make a difference. Maisha, you know she forgot, avad she's a chayiv to go bench. And therefore, the Svam all after Kav Chaim caught it, says either Toy Sefer or he's wrong, or he made a mistake. They pass in the vad, that's not so. Lochaz, when Isha knows she forgot, avad she has to be chayzer. However, that's the gate to Shabbos. The question is, what's the loch in the gear to Yontif? That means Ziv Kiveger again in the first tshuva in Kiveger and brought down over here Kiveger on the page of Chonorach in Sif Aleph. He wants to taino that maybe Yish Lachal between Shabbos and Yontif. That means the pasuk you understand Shabbos and Yontif by Noshim is the same thing between the two. No, there's no difference. And therefore, the others say on Shabbos, if you know you forgot, you're Chayzer. Who are in Yontif? You know you forgot, you're Chayzer. The Shilash Shmuel or Chetz Chaim. Tzchei Tshuva, Yad Liyahu, and others, Meishim Halacha, bring down the Vadi Chazer. Kamal Mechai Kiveger and Shuv, when he says Yisoid over here. By Shabbos, who is Mechai to pass? From the Din of Oinig, and we have a Heker Zachal Shomer. A Yantav, who is a Chir pass from? Dig Mavucha Mung Nachvaydim. That's what we shine him over here. Be'alocha Be'osin, Sivchas. He brings down Tosef Ben Yehuda Shito. The Makor is from the Indian of Simcha. The Rosh brings down Be'osin Brachas. Makor is Simcha. If it's Simcha, who is Chir Simcha put upon? Mavucha among the Lachoinim is the Chir women to be Mesamech, or the husband to mismatch the wife. V'oid, you look around, some kivega, the ikim machai over here, on pas, is not mitzad simcha, it's mitzad oinig v'kovit. Ma'is v'oinig v'kovit, it's a mitzah says man gromo. Mitzah says man gromo, noshma potter. Bishlon by Shabbos, we have a hekish, zach of a shomer. On yontif, you don't have a hekish. So some kivega, women want to fast on yontif? Why not? What's wrong with women fasting on yontif? They have no chia pas. If no chiyah pass, they know if they got yalav yava the chayzer, they're not chayzer. That's like siv zayin, like when chayish chalamoyin they're not chayzer. Who are the women on yontif also should not be chayzer.
They can't pass.
What? Kivega says they have a right to fast because there's no chiyah of oinig, because there's no hekish of zachal l'shamer on yontif. Dib Kivega on the page over in Shulchan Aruch says the women forgot. He says on all yom tovim except the first night of Lel Pesach. Lel Pesach, women have a chiyuv to have matzah, the Gemara says, like men, they forget over there, would say, or Yalav Yavai, then they have to be chayzer. Mashag in all of the Yom Tov, instead of Kiveger, the law says, women will not be chayzer, even though she knows she forgot Yalav Yavai. The Mashan passed like this, the Kavachim goes this way, and the Swam is Manenu, and the Gdol HaPaiskim is Manenu, they pass like this, Obliashiv, Shlomo Zalman, and the Vosner, and Debetzino, and Mechag Gnievsky. And again, Div Malachim will bring it down. Now, someone coming in mitzan, that's how we pass from Kiveger. Now, someone coming mitzan, this machlikus, with him, of course, coming from, and it's a suffix, and the call of brachus, sub brachus lachal. And therefore, lachal is a person not to be chaser. Like, if it comes from the neckal, it's suffix, stumps from one taino, therefore, we should do betzem, is either listen to somebody else's bench, or eat another gzai's passive bench all over again. But be'ikah, the person come along and say, women are mechiv di chaser only in Shabbos, and not in my son Yontif. That's again when she knew she forgot. Shabbos, yeah, Yontif, not. Let's say she's now Mesopic, as you said, either would say on Shabbos, or La Pesach, she's Mesopic, she said Yalav Yavai. Now this is the case of a Sophic. What do you go do in this case? Sophic. So come to Piskei Shuvas, it says Sophic. Maybe it's a case of the Abonel over here, benching. So if you want Tainan, bring down the Ber Moshe, Yaakov, case of a Sophic. Maisa, not to be chayzer, go bench all over again. Even though she's a chiyuv, it's Shabbos over here, not to be chayzer. Maisa, if you read the simple reading of the Mishmur, I don't understand. Mishmur says, if I forgot, what's a lachol? The regilus is, and we assume you did not say it. So, it's not mitzad sofik, I'm going back. It's mitzad what? Mitzad, we're saying you didn't say it. So if somebody, Noshim also, say you didn't say it. So fine, I found one safe from Simcha Bonim, he says, that's a swara. Passions is by women also by Sophic and Shabbos. It's like you have to go back. And you, because you have a chiv, she also has a chiv, she also has to go back. It just gets involved in the question in general. You must still pick what's a loch of his manazeh? You need to go with Chloe's, go with Proteus. But if you know that women, let's say, they eat all the time pass, and her guilt is not to go say it, you assume she didn't say it, she had a chiv to be chayz over here. The last point in Sifov is again, came out by Shabbos. First of all, you've got to be chayzer. Yontif, you've got to be chayzer. Mash enki, by Sif Zayin we'll see, but by Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoid, you've got not to be chayzer. What about Rosh Hashanah? Is Rosh Hashanah like Sivov or Sif Zayin? If you got to say Yal V'Yovah and Rosh Hashanah, are you chayzer or not to be chayzer? So basically, the Mishmur brings down over here, and Ali Rabbah, and among Avram, and the Mitzayim to know the Sigyon, and some talk of Tzadik Zayin, the Genaval Machlokes over here, what's the Lachan Negeir to Rosh Hashanah? So just explain what they're exactly saying, Mishmur, what he brings down. Is there a Chiv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Is there a Chiv for a person who has a student on Rosh Hashanah? Maybe a lot of fast on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rishonim, the Ran, the Rajba, the Rosh, they bring down the Goinim. The Goinim said the person have a right to fast on Yom Din. On Rosh Hashanah, the Maisi have a right to fast, maybe you should fast. And they come along, the Ran and the Rosh, they argue and say no. Different Makaris, one Makar they quote the Gemara beginning of the second paragraph of Be'ah, the Gemara of the Big Zan, the Kastav Yom Chagenu. that what chag is being covered up, the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah, and therefore Mezainas Shul Adam is Ketuvah Lai Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara calls it Yom Chagenu, it's a chag. And therefore, since it's Chagenu, what's an alacha? V'simachta b'chagecha. It's a chag. And therefore, just like we're all in the Yom Tovim, by Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, Zechiv to eat a basar, is that in over here, I'll give your wife a matana. Who would know Rosh Hashanah, said the Mishnah Berurah, based upon the Ran of the Rashbo, we're going to paskin. The alacha is, you have a chiv to a basar on Rosh Hashanah. A person has to give his wife a matana, not only three times a year, even in the case of Rosh Hashanah over here. So come along, we pass like the Ran Rashbo, not like the Goinim. The loch is the Zechiyah Simcha Suda on Rosh Hashanah. However, in Simcha Tovkum Tzadik Zayin, come along, Ramon discusses, let's say a person had a bad dream. The loch is what you're supposed to go do when you get to Shabbos, we don't fast. But if you have a bad dream, we let a person fast because it's Kork Nefesh. However, you didn't have a very good fast. So it makes it tiny little tiny you say. You have to do it same upon that same. That's the loch of Rish Bechas. A person in Rosh Hashanah had a bad dream. Says the Ramah, a person can fast. I let's be massive times the time he say. Says Ramah, no. Well, seven upon the Goinim Shita, they have a right to fast. That means even though La Locha, we're in a Paskin, that we have a Chi of Sudan, to have Boser, and to have Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. However, there is a Goinim Shita. And when a person fasts, we're not massive times the time he say. We're seven upon the Goinim Shita. That means we do not knock out the Goinim. We're Chosh of the Goinim Shita. If so, says among them, by us now, says if we got Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Hashanah, what to go do? According to Goinim, not Chayzer, it's Rachel Atala. According to the other Rishonim around the Rashba, you've been Chiv to be Chazara. So with this, will be Serech upon the Goinim, Serech Slachel, and not to be Chayzer. That's among them. First thing right now, Rosh Hashanah, not to be Chayzer. Says the Eli Rabba brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, he disagrees. Let's analyze what happened here. You had a student, you ate. That means you did not do the Goinim. So once you ate, you have a Chiyah Pass over here. You're attached to Sashin yourself. You can't tell me, I'm going to go like the Goinim and I ate. The whole idea of the Goinim is the fast. So once I'm eating over here, I'm not the Goinim. Like the man of the Rashi, I'm eating the Chiyah Pass. And the Chiyah Pass, and the Chiyah to be placed over here. Then it comes out to the Machlikes over here, and Mishmur has two sheets over here. What to go do when Rosh Hashanah you forgot? When Rabbam says, the Maestro is some part of the Goinim, and therefore not to be Chayzer. Then the Rabbam says, the Maestro yes to be Chayzer. Halacha, that those who might say want to pass on to El Rabbo to be Chayzer, the Yaivitz over here, the Chesla Avroa, Matar Prime, Orcha Shulchan, and others, Shlomo Zalman seems to say that's the Ik Halacha. However, Tzarseni, most of them seem to go like the Mogavram. The Sivis went this way, the Graz went this way, the Kishon Aruch, Shulchan Shloimah, Chesla Lochan, others, and Moshe says that's the Ik Halacha, we Paskin. And Bekin they come out, why do you make them? Mishmur, two Shitas. You have two Shitas, what's Halacha? Sabrach Slokal. And therefore, the Malachim is made to bring down. So, Kabbalah was Zayis Bracha, Biyar Halacha, Rav Durmach, Mitzan the Sovik over here. The Ma'ase said not to be Chayzer. So it comes out to get to Rosh Hashanah first. Let's discuss during the day. The Halacha is Shishayla two sheets of Rav Eli Rabba. Ma'ase said not to be Chayzer. Why? Because on the seventh upon the going. However, the question is, what about at night Rosh Hashanah? If you got to say Yalav Yavoi, is that my colleague spoke Rav Eli Rabba? Or no? Come on, Shlomo Zalman. In Nakdoma to the Machzor Amafurish, he brings down there's a Shayat scene in Sim Tov Kuf Pei Beis. Over there, he brings down a Ravam Avabali. That's a Dain of Vilna, but it's Man of the Goin. In the back of Mishnais, that's the Avis Eison. Avis Eison wants a Taino. Let's say if you got to say Melcha Kodesh a night by davening. First night, Rosh Hashanah, if you got to say Melcha Kodesh. He says, since we're not make Kaddish, the Chodesh Balailo, so maybe it's not Rosh Hashanah. For that reason, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, said the Shayat scene, the loch is not be chayzer when he forgot he said a melech kadosh. We forgot he said a kelo kadosh. He should have said a melech kadosh. He's not makari chodesh b'layla. Therefore, said Shlomo Zalman, side the Magarom and side the Eli Rabbah agree that at the night Lamai said not to be chayzer. It's not worth to be getting melech kadosh. He's not makari chodesh b'layla. Come on, Shlomo Zalman, lich shloimo in Rosh Hashanah Parak Aleph. He says everyone agrees side Magarom and side Eli Rabbah. The Vada, you are Chayzer. Why? Because the whole idea of the Goinim about fasting is Dafka Yimeha Din during the day. But night, everyone agrees you cannot fast. You don't have the Goinim what to be Semech upon. Therefore, Sayyid Maghavam said, El Rabbah Vada, say you have to be Chayzer at night. So I have this Machzor before that everyone agrees, and I have a Lichshlam, everyone agrees. To have one saying, everyone agrees not to be Chayzer, one saying to be agreed to be Chayzer. My side, I now see the new Machzor before put in myself, which is Shlomo Zalman. He says, Shuv, I was Chayzer. Echnami, the ikaloch is a vali chayzer by night. And this is a chil between Melech HaKadosh versus the case of Yal V'Yavoy. Melech HaKadosh is in the gear to the idea of Malchus, of judging people who's created that, Bezin created that. He sent it to a Moshe and Shuvah. Mashing the idea in the gear to Yontif, Avad is Yontif. It's not a shell, it's Yontif. What's Yontif? Avad Yapi Chayzer. So it was Maskono, and Be'etzim before Bishlam was out, but it's a grad before it's that way. Until Dov and Mechai Noah, they come out Maskono that by night, every degree, Sai Mogar Vom and Sai, the El Rabba, the Mice to be Chayzer. That means it comes out 2 points first. Number one, we're going to pass into the day, Machloch Mogar Vom El Rabba, Al Sovak not to be Chayzer. Mashenke at night, going to come out, Maskono Bishlam Zalman, is yes to be Chayzer.
Why?
Because at night, every degree, there's no idea to fast. If you don't have a grain, what to be Sai Mogar Vom? A third case to get to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. On Shabbos, halacha is yev b'chiyuv suda. So maybe in that case, during the day, should come out the halacha is that even according to the Magar Avraham, you should be chayzer.
Again, it's not yom to get in. You say because of yom to come on Shabbos.
But are you allowed to fast?
What?
Again, but you have a chiyuv suda right now.
Chiyuv suda is because of Shabbos, not because of that.
Right.
And same as Shabbos
Shredesh. So we pass given
the
Chiyuv Suda.
No,
we pass given the Chiyuv Suda beside Yontif. The same chal upon the Goyim, but now we have Shabbos over here. So my said that those say Shabbos is different. Again, it's the Sivus this way. But to find kids they want time on Shabbos, there won't be any Machlokes. Every degree is a lochus to be chayzer. My side still understand because it's a Pavkot Tzadik Zayin. Mishmur has discussed it according to the Goyim. Are you allowed to fast on Shabbos? And he says yes. So according to God, we also fast on Shabbos. He says it. So I see now Rosh Tumah from the Chelek Hay, he asks this question. I mean, I gave this to a Tavshin Samach Aleph 20 years ago. I don't know how many guys were born then. But the Maestro, how old the guys were. But I 20 years ago, I said, Chor, it's a pellet. It's against, you know, what the Mishmura says. Maestro, see Rosh Tumah from the Chelek Hay, he comes out, he asks this question. What's the Mechamish of Chiddush? That's a Chilek. During the week of Rosh Hashanah, you may chol, Be'etzem, the whole idea of having a pseudo. It's best if there's no chiv per se according to Goyim. It's best if you have no chiv. Mashenkin on Shabbos there is a chiv according to Goyim. You have a koch nefesh. So you have a din. So this was the chuyah. During the week, it's Be'etzem, there is no chiv. On Shabbos is a chiv for the case of the chuyah over here. What's the case of the chuyah over here? Therefore, if you got it, be chayzer. The Maisel is still very hard to understand that. Because the whole idea of Mesiv Tainis Latanisei. On Shabbos, if it's had the idea of Shabbos is a dream over here, it's also a Koch Nefesh. It's still the saying on Rosh Hashanah, the loch is, you don't have to go do that because it's part of going to Pshito. There's also Koch Nefesh. So I don't know why Shabbos should be any different. My sense is now the Biro Alokho, again, the Zilber, he comes along passing the Echonami. Once you go to the commission on Shabbos, the loch is, you have right fast for the Goyim. Echonami on Shabbos during the day, not to be Chazer. So come down the gate to Rosh Hashanah, there are three cases you can come out with. You have a case, you may chol, machlokes mogar vom el rab during the day. The poskim say not to be chayzer. A second case in Rosh Hashanah is at night. Says the svarim, everybody agrees yes to be chayzer. A third case is on Shabbos during the day. What to go do? The svarim seem to say everybody agrees to be chayzer. But tzarichin, yesh lotin. Now, when a person he forgets on Rosh Hashanah, and he says baruch atah Hashem, boi nebracha v'shalem amen. It's very clear that the person says over here the bracha. Now, the shaila is, what bracha exactly to go say over here? That means the Torah is machlokes Rosh Hashanah, what to go do. You say with the Shem Malchus, al Shem Malchus, to say with the Chesima, without the Chesima. What comes out la'locha, the Maaseh, the Mishmura Paskin by Shem Malchus, you do say it, and he points out the Sha'aretzin, not like the Nesivus. Negate the Chesima, Mishmura, be'ik goes, not like the Magavam and the Nesivus, the Maaseh, you do say the Chesima. Just if you look around the Siddurim, people use a Tfilas Kol Peh. Look at Tfilas Kol Peh, he always follows the Nesivus. Therefore, he writes very clearly, what to go do in Rosh Hashanah? He says without the Shem Malchus, and without the Chesimo. He follows, why? He follows the Mishnah Berurah, what do you do? And all the other Siddurim, most other Siddurim, say with Shem Malchus, with the Chesimo. Now, there are a lot of differences Tfilas Kol Peh has against the Mishnah Berurah. Why they pick the Nesivus for, I'm not sure. Maybe it's easier, safer, I'm not clear why. You have to realize these Siddurim that come all around the place is Maisa Nach the Mishnah Berurah. Right? It says to like the Nesivus. That means he comes along and says very clear on Rosh Hashanah, and the other chilukim here, the Gerta and Sugya, they come along and he passes the loch is belicha sima bli shame, which was said no, with the shame, with the sima. Shartiyah by the shame is a sekonya dalad. Fine. Siv Zayin is a loch in the Gerta to Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara is very clear by Shabbos and Yontov Yapi Chayzer. Mash Enkin Rosh Chodesh not to be Chayzer. Why? Because in Shabbos and Yontov the Chiyah pass, and Rosh Chodesh there is no Chiyah pass. The question over there is there a lashon to say Simcha in the Bracha? You say Echsimo. Maisa, we paskin not saying the word Simcha in the Bracha, not to say Echsimo. This is a question. You say Shem Umalchus. Is the Gemara left out discussing the Shem Umalchus? Do you say it's the same sulfur like Sima is Shema Malthus, but not the same sulfur? The Maisa, again, seems to be machlokes what to go do. The Sima Paskin did not say the shame, or Choshulchan goes this way. However, the Mishabura brings down five different times, when the Bialokal, the Sharatian, with the Mishabura, the Maisa, you do say the shame. And Maisa, most from the grass, people go to Melrapi, Chodesh says, you do say the shame. And again, look upon the stir, what to go do. Felix Kalper will bring down the Maisa, not say the shame. And those who follow the Felix Kalper, the Sima. Mashenkin, who are the correcting the whole pocket from the Ashkenaz, instead of shame. The father of Mishnah Berurah. Maybe not to use the siddur when you bench, or not to forget, even better. And if we just say the Yalav Yovah correctly. Now, that's the Gerta Rosh Chodesh. The Gerta Chalamoid. So, the Beis Yosef brings down, is it like Rosh Chodesh, the Gerta Pass or not? That means the Beis Yosef has a machloikis over here. Is it here Pass on Chalamoid? He starts off quoting the smag and the kolboy. Says likewise, chodesh is no chiyah pass. Mash Enkin, he brings down the tashpats that says Allah is a chiyah pass. How do we pass in the Gerta Chalamoid? The Zera didn't pass in Chalamoid. Nafkamin is chazara. If you got to say Yalav Yovai, do you have to be chazer? So Mash is very clear by us in the Mechaber and saying Simtof Reish Lamtes also that there is no chiyah pass in the Chalamoid. Therefore, he puts the Allah as a sign, there is no chiyah chazara. The Shaitzin Sim Tov Kuvlama Paskin, there is no Chiyah Pass on Chalamoid. However, Gamri Paskin, there is no Chiyah Pass. Everyone agrees it's mitzvah in the Mufkor to have Pass on Chalamoid. The question is, where is it coming from? The way the Master Shekel explains among our own why it's mitzvah in the Mufkor, Tashpats. Beis Yosef over here. Maybe there is a Chiyah Pass. You don't pass like that. That's because for the Tashpats. The way the Mishmur, how he says it over, Maisa, we have a get over here of COVID. COVID? Is COVID to have pass? It's a kasut over here. We tell the sugi of COVID, we should have a mitzvah and a mukhar to have pass on Chalamoid. That means it comes down, the person should have pass. Maybe to strengthen the Indian. But Berkowitz, Maisa, I think the little knows, he has Crohn's disease. And therefore, when he eats on Shabbos pass, he would alert the Chabur over here. They said, what's the shia? What to go do? So he. Celiac? Okay, maybe celiac, I'm not sure. He has a certain thing that doesn't eat pass all week. On Shabbos, you have to have pass. So it hurts him, bothers him, but Maisi does it. He only eats a shir kezayis by every sudal and not kebaya. Therefore, he wrote to the Chabur in the email that he gets his wife to make a bracha for him before a till time he didn't have a shir kebaya. So bracha, his wife always makes a bracha and he eats a shir kezayis. He writes a kezayis, 17 smak, the smaller shir. So he wrote, Derech Agav writes here, and also, Blineta, I try in Chalamoy to have at least once a day. That means, the doctor says not to have pass. On Shabbos, you have a Chiyah pass. But Chalamoid also, no Chiyah too, but Maisa I try. Because that's the correct thing to go do. The Maisa says once a day. Mishmur's Maisa said that Chalamoid have twice a day. Swam grappled where in the world Mishmur got twice a day from. Swam said the correct thing to the Cholopachas to have once a day. So even though we're passing clearly over here, there's no Chiyah pass. But still, the correct and hunger is the Cholopachas. The only seems to be lax upon it. We shouldn't have the Cholopachas once to do a pass, either Mitzvah and Tashbats. What means that the sugya of COVID on Chalamoid? Now, we're saying over here, just to point out, that the Makar over here, this Indian of having pass, is mitzvah the sugya of COVID. The Bialokha, again, if he brings it down, he brings down the Ben Yehuda and says mitzvah the sugya of Simcha. Simcha is bringing down the Indian of Simcha. Now, Chorin have a hard time saying first Shan and the Rosh and the Taisha of Ben Yehuda. And why that's so? Why is the Simcha? The Chiyav Simcha, number one, should be a Chiyav. And not just a mitzvah and a mokor. Boy, not mitzvah should be a case of noshim. Noshim might be a chiv of simcha, not a chiv of covet over here. And therefore, they point out, you either rush slowly, yesh lodim, that's really what he's saying. Maybe it's lav dafka, means covet. or he also ends off with chiyuv pasi mitzad chatzil Hashem, chatzil Lachem, chatzil Achilo. So it's not clear, even though the bialocha, what? Yeah. So that's yeah. So why no chiyuv? Mishmo pasi not a chiyuv. That's the kasha. This is what I'm trying to maybe answer again. Bialocha's point is not really saying this idea, but he brings it down. This Tosfos Ben Yehuda in the over here mitzad simchus shiboy. So either one says lavdafko, that's not the point. If you do it slowly, does not mean that. This means chasil achilo. Yesh lod, and you have to know the sugya, how that works out. The maisa comes out, we paskin, zechiv, no chiv pas on Rosh Chodesh, therefore no chiv chazor. However, correcting the case of pas. Sivchas is the lachal beer of benching on Shabbos, but by the third meal. That means taisus in the sugya, and the Torah being done of ben chiel. This causes a question, maybe the third meal is different and the first two meals. Shalosh Shudas might be different. Why? They point out, in general, by Shudas Shlishis, do you have to have pas? The Beitam Shita is, you have to have mine, targumino. That means you have different delicacies, whether it's mezainas, some say maybe fruits over here. Masha Enkin, the Rambam is, you have to have pas mamish. We paskin, to be clear, we have to have pas. Even over here, when the Mechabes says not to be chayzer, Yeshua says, avadu we paskin pas. That means sometimes the people lax upon it. There's no chilup to men and women. The hekesh zoch v'shomer. Men and women have to be suited to pass. That's clearly how we pass. The only question they get is brachu v'atolo. That's be choshu be'etam shito. That means to be clear again. Women have to have shalosh shudas with pass over here. That's the mechazik to men over here. We have to have pass. So now, what we have pass, the question over here is, if your person forgets the chiyuv chazor, because according to be'etam, you're not supposed to be chayzer, brachu v'atolo. So for this Indian over here, that's where the Mechab is coming to say, this will be Sermach upon the Shitas, or Chosh the Shitas is no Chiyapas, and not to be Chosher. Now there are those who want to argue on the Mechab, the Ben Ishchai wants to pass cannot be Soid, you have a Chiyap Chazor. Mice is from, Mice left as is the Mechab, person if it gets on Shal Shudas to say the Loch of Ritzai, Mice are not to be Chosher. Why can we choshev b'tal sugya brachal atolo? Again, we paskin this achiyah pas over here. This is a question our Aruch Shulchan says. Let's say I make a neder and I force myself, I'm going to have pas. Making a neder, I'm a kabbal for myself to have pas on shalosh shudas like the loch over here is. So now I have a chiyah. So I have a chiyah, my son, a chiyah chazara. Says our Aruch Shulchan, if you make a kabbal upon yourself, you do have to be chaser. You have a chiyah pas over here. So there's a chidah in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, a Sim Tov Chav Dalet. He discusses it. Let's say a person makes a neder Rosh Chodesh a pass. Why? To be machmir for the Indian of having the Maila pass. Do the person have a chiv to be chaser? He says, no, I'll bring you right as Shalosh Shudas. Why can by Shalosh Shudas everyone needs pass? And yet we're not chaser. Even though everyone makes up on themselves that pass. We're not chaser. So the chidah writes, my son, not a Lorach HaShulchan, for the Swart Mechalik. It's where is the Mechayev coming from? We know the loch is when a person, let's say, is on Shabbos over here, and he has to say Rosh Chodesh. If he got to say Rosh Chodesh, he has a chiyah pas. But since the mechay is coming inside Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh, it's not to be chayz in Yalav Yavoi. Here, where is the chiyah coming from? Inside the sugya of Neder. Not coming inside the Yontif Shavoi. So that's not the mechay. You to go betrol over again. The mechay has to come from the Yontif itself, not from a David study. But right, when Shabbos comes out Rosh Chodesh, we forget Yalav Yavim Mitzad Rosh Chodesh, we're not going to be closer. Because the Mechayiv is not Mitzad, the Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, Mitzad Shabbos. That's how the Ikdis from go, that we're not closer to Shalosh Shudas, whether we call upon ourselves or not. Building upon this leads to an interesting shell and hunger that we seem to go do over here. We're saying the Loch is on Shabbos, the first meal and second meal, at night and day we're closer. As soon as Shlishas say the Maisa, not to be closer. Maisa, numerous people that come home from Shul, they have a Kiddush, then an hour later they have a Suda. So the question over here is, first, to go do that or not, Avad B'Alach Megzal, the Yishmaim shouldn't do that. Fine, numerous reasons why, but on Hoga is the Maisa, the Elam does do that. Fine, on Hoga, they have a Kiddush, and then they eat a meal an hour later. So on the Tzad, they have a Kiddush over here. Whether a Paris, maybe Mekayim Suda Shlishis, but Be'ikr, Eman's Kiddush Mokam Suda, that passed. Abba Kistan, that Mezainis. So the Etzem, they had Mezainis over here. Now this thing over here does not have the sheer Sviyo, because I have to bench. Yeah, less than G'day Sviyo. You say Alamichio, but it's a Savak Pass. Savak Pass. So maybe you Mekayim your meal on Shabbos. So what happens now? You had your Kiddush and you had your cake over here. Now you have your third meal an hour later, which we're calling it second. But if it's your third meal over here, what's the lacha by the third meal? You're not to be chayzer. So during this day meal that you're having at 12:30, does the person not be chayzer if it got say would say? Coming with stipler in Brachat Simchafei, he clears this question. On the tzan, that your Kiddush over here is your second meal, it's not by your third meal, Ishal should, it's not to be chayzer.
Or did
you say? No, that's another question. They also discuss that, but that's a building. More than that. Come on, this type said, let's say if I carry mom, maybe. My sister, some are possibly kissing. It's a suffix. Maybe carry me soon, maybe not. Void is some chazaro. Make me pass on the mom, me and Mechim chazaro. We have a sex vector to go back. So the end of it is simple. Zorachi and God. What do you go do on the day meal of the God's Savior say? Zorachi and God. No reason why not eat by Kiddush. Oh, I'm trying to keep it simple. We'll begin about all these cases. They discuss, once you have this question, they have numerous ramifications based upon this question. Now, I said, what are you going to do? Let's say you did do that. You had your Kiddush over here, and you had your Pasuk B'Kisson, and then you had a student an hour later. So, I said, there's already an Orchas Chaim before the stipler, not to be Chayzer. Chaim Pasuk, the said, not to be Chayzer. This is just third meal over here. The stifle of Meiser, he said over his sword to the Chaznish and said, you're right. Not to be Chayzer. Meiser, not to be Chayzer. He wrote Tzarchi Gadol. Meiser, Chaznish said, you're right. Why be Chayzer over here? Now, come along the Teres Chaim and Shlomo Zalman, and they circumvent the question over here. They get around it. They want Taina, once you know the Loch and Simit Samachiz, Mitzis Tzuyitz Chavono, we paskin, not only for their Isis, as Mishmur of Ima Kesti Abonos. So that's it. When you had the Kiddush, you had a mind to become the Chi of Suda of Hayoyim, 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 with three Sudas over here. But no, you're Stam having Oinig Shabbos, not Fresh Chas Shalom, you're having Oinig Shabbos over here. Stam, without a Suda. Stam Shalom Zalm, you had the Kavon of the Kiddush Bakam Suda, but not Suda. Therefore, the one time there's no Kavon over here. So Enoch Hanami says, if you had Kavon of a Suda, you have a great question. But Klali is practically, usually you have no Kavon of a Suda. Therefore, you didn't have a second meal. So now your second meal an hour later is a second meal. You have a chiyuv chazor over here. Therefore, numerous form go, in most cases, the question doesn't come up. Because practically, be'etzem, you're not having kavano for the second meal by the Kiddush. If you do, it'll be an issue. And therefore, come along, by a third meal, the luck is that only by the real third meal, not to be chazor, and mashenki, the meal you're having an hour later, yes, to be chazor. The last thing over here, so Fyod, is discussing with a person when he eats in one zman and he benches in another zman. That means the case of the mechab over here is when a person, when he eats the pseudo shlishes on Shabbos, and then he benches on Motzei Shabbos. Do you say it would say, or don't say it would say? He says it's very clear, brings down the machlokes Rishonim based upon this question. Come home to the Rosh and Shuvah, and he says, we go after the zman when you're benching. You ate on Shabbos, you're benching Balayla, whatever layla is, each one onto his own. He's benching Balayla, he's benching after this man. So how can you say, would say Vach Yitzhainu on Shabbos, Maisir Tzimeichol right now. He's right from the Seft over here. He says, who didn't even on Erev Shabbos? If I care, the other way around, says the Rosh. Let's say a person Erev Shabbos, he ate. Then he comes to bench on Shabbos. That's the Seft of the Kimto. Over there, he said, Avad, you go after this man of benching. And if you say Shabbos, maybe passages like this, Psalchim, instead of shading the basis, we've done Mariel. And he's discussing over there the case of Mot Shabbos, or the case of Al Anisim, that goes into After Purim. And he says over there, do you say the Mitzay or not, or the Say Al Anisim? He says, Mariel, go after the Ascholo, go after the beginning. That means first we have a simple machlekes to go after the Ascholo, or go after Zman HaBrocho. Now, first to be clear what that means, a lot of a person that starts, let's say, before Shabbos, goes into Shabbos. And he also eats on Shabbos, he benches on Shabbos, eats on Shabbos. According to my colleagues, even my real agrees. The loch is, they go after you, if you eat and you bench, a body you say, Ritzei. Because he did both. The question over here is when he did one in one's man, and the other's man is when you're benching. I mean, the case over here, my real discussing much Shabbos, before the case of Erev Shabbos would be the same thing. Halacha means Erev Shabbos. When you eat an Erev Shabbos, you bet on Shabbos. According to Rosh, you would say Mitzay. But Maril, you would not say Mitzay. But if you ate on Shabbos, everyone would be saying Mitzay. But you're eating and you bench, allowed to say Mitzay. The whole machlokes is when you ate on Erev Shabbos and did not eat on Shabbos, you're only benching on Shabbos. Very important thing to know. Now, the Taz does say that the Maril over here, he starts off with this Halacha, go after Ascholo. However, he ends off, however, now he's in the Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the Maril bechayzes psak, and the Greek halacha is like the Rosh over here. Maisa is from the not go this way. Some say the Maril is arguing the Rosh, and the Orchus Chaim, based on the example, is arguing on the Rosh. And therefore, to go after the Ascholo, or as Mana Brocha, Machlok is Rosh versus Maril. Maril says, go after the Ascholo, the beginning of the Zman Vachilo, Mash Enkin, the Rosh says, go after Zman Brocha. We'll get to Bez Hashem. So, first, halacha, how do we paskin? So the mechaber is very simple. Bosa aschol sasuto. So the mechaber, a person that starts Shabbos, goes to Shabbos, go after aschol sasuto. The simon reish ayin aleph and sifov says the mechaber case of erev Shabbos that goes into Shabbos. What's halacha? Says you go after the zman abrocho like the rosh. That means over here he's saying go after the aschol like Maril. In reish ayin aleph he says go after the zman abrocho like the rosh. Says the bach by us mechaber is stiro. How in the world do you put the two circuits together? Either you pass in Maril, or you pass in Rosh. The Mechaber is a stira. There's no effect on Nachlas Tzvi and the Bach over here. Come along, the very important way how to answer it is the Taz by us, and Mogav Ram brought down by the Bialoch over here. The Taz wants to answer, Maskon of the Taz is that the Esem can say both, it's not tied to the Sasri. The Esem, you want to say, would say, and he'll get into his case over here, and the Yal V'Yavoy, when Rosh Chodesh, but the Esem, we pass in both. We paskin aschol and saif. We go after both of here. Therefore, there's Shabbos. What? Because they're not a problem. It's not time to sasri. And therefore, Ilchui is going like Maril, and both can be emes. I mean, saying Maril is being chosed over here, and we want to go after saif aschol is mana brocha. Either one. We go after mana chilo. We'll get to no. He owes. We'll get to that maybe. But basically, he comes and says we go after this mana chilo and this mana brocha. So how's the Mechaber paskening in Shabbos? Go on Shabbos, because that's Zman HaBrocha. How's the paskening over here? We go after Zman HaChilo. That's Zman HaChilo. We go both. That means among the Gemara and the Taz paskens, we go both. In the Mechaber Shito. And the Taz paskens like that.
What's the Sfarah to say we go after Zman HaBrocha?
Because I'm benching right now.
But it's for your Chalko, so what do we have?
Right, I have a Sfarah right now.
On what you ate before.
I ate on a Sfarah right now. I ate in a sphere right now. I'm benching right now.
I ate before.
I'm thanking Hashem right now. Right now it's Shabbos.
Should be able to bench 4 hours after.
No, that's there's man ichel passed already. The digestive system passed. That's a separate reason why not. And Salashani, the Maravam, when he is squashed, the Bialochim being examined by us. To answer, no, the Esim Mechab is Mesopic. Maril or Rosh. You want to show what to go do. Therefore, over here, maybe you would say Ma'akiv. He says, say, would say. On Shabbos, Reisha and Aleph, maybe we would say Ma'akiv. Say, would say. We're not sure. Since it was so big, if the ik is Maril or Rosh, doing cheetahs, he paskins be choshe for both. So again, so we have two malchim first in the Mechaber. How is he paskining? This is near over here. However, that's the Mechaber Shito. There are more in Reisha and Aleph involved. He says, however, how in the world do you Mechaber paskining? We go after Zman HaBrocho. Aisim kupei ches stiro, and there was says Ramo. We pass no botzer aschol. We go to zman achil and that's it. That means mechaber is not clear, but the mo is very clear. Mechaber, no, I disagree with you. We always go like the Maril. We always go after the aschol, but zman achil and not more than that. Now it's true that Taz again by us wants to say dafka over there. The Ramo argues why? Because over there when it hits Shabbos you cannot eat anymore. How in the world can you bench and say Shabbos when you can't eat on Shabbos? Again, the Pashas of the Ramah is not the way, it's from not go this way. They seem to send the halacha of the Ramah, it's like Maril, but you always go after the Ascholo. That's how the Swam Paskin like the Ramah, the Bach, the Sibis, the Ikka, the Kamalur, the Paskin, the halacha of here is that we go after the Ascholo. First, what comes out of here, let's say it's a regular Wednesday and it's Rosh Chodesh. Now, you eat past Rosh Chodesh, and then at night, you may call, you want to bench then. What do you go do? So you pass after the Ascholo, you say Yalav Yavoy. Let's say the other way around, pass the Epochol, you want to bench Rosh Chodesh, go after Ascholo, you won't say Yalav Yavoy. But let's say a pass Bechol, in the beginning is Zman HaAchila, and also a past Rosh Chodesh. In the Vada you say Yalav Yovai, that's not a Shailo. That's Bosh you say Yalav Yovai. That's the Geir to a regular weekday. The Geir, let's say, take much of Shabbos, let's be practical over here. What do you go do? Person starts on Shabbos, and he ends much of Shabbos. Do you say we'd say? So look is, go like the Mechaber, you say we'd say. Go like the Amor, you say we'd say. Go like the Taz, you say we'd say. Go like Mangabam, you say we'd say. Everyone says you say we'd say. Except for who? The Rosh. The Rosh says not to. So the Kavach Chaim says, Sheva Taisa, that's better. Don't say we'd say. Taisa, all this from disagree. Chaber, Amor, Taz, Shach, not Shach, Taz, Mangabam, Maisa, Mishmur, we pass and say we'd say. Go after us, Cholo. Either because we're Choshish, for whatever reason, Ma'akim over here. That's very simple. Alocha, by Shal Shudas, if you even did not eat at night, Alocha, the Vayas, say we'd say. Even to eat at night, you say we'd say. You do have a question. Maisa the Nusach, we'd say, Vachnatenu, Hashem Lakenu, which is Sechel, Vitzah, Jim, Hashem, Shabbat, Akadu, Bakadish, Hazeh. What's Hazeh? Benching Moshe Shabbos, we're saying this Shabbos, Hazeh. How do you say Hazeh?
Still Shabbos, Taisa Shabbos, still Shabbos.
Is it Shabbos or Taisa Shabbos? Maybe get the other cases over here.
So it says
Zeka. So the Maisa, there's a shiur by Loch Katanis that says, take it out. And brought down by the Chesalofim, the Ben Ishchai or Letzion, they say, the Maisa do not say the word that said. Drop that word out. And brought down by the footnotes by the Shemir Shabbos Lechosoi and the Yath Yosef, the Yahim, they bring it down the footnote, take out the word Azeh. Maisa Loishim Man of Lorinu, right? All bench Shal Shudas, Achim Zman, Noah seems to take it out. The Divya Yasev has a tshuva about it. He wants to say the word Azeh is not going back on Shabbos, going back on this mitzvah. But, and the Vazan tshuva said, the Maisa we say Azeh, which then leads to a problem. The person, let's say, is Rosh Chodesh. He goes into the night. We say, Yahim, where is Rosh Chodesh? Yom Chag Hamatzis Hazeh. Me'in Cholos, we say, Yom Hashabbos Hazeh. So, I don't know how to really answer this question, but Lo Yishim Manav Lo Yinu, we ever take out the word Hazeh, maybe the Svam do, I'm not sure. It could be Svam, because that's a Teches, that's a Nusuf, that's what we say. So we say, it's a great question. It's a Nusuf that's incorrect. Not clear how to really answer this question, but Maisri, you seem to, yes, to say it. Right, so Maisa, we say, having a case where it's tied to the Sasi, which can lead to the next case, Loch will be a shadow, what to go do? That means, let's say first, the person comes along and he ate on Shabbos. He wants to bench much Shabbos. Loch is the Maisa we said would say. Well, let's say, first, Dava Meir first, now can he go back and bench and say would say? Says the Mishabur by us, that's the tied to the Sasi. That's the Mangavom. That the Maisa can go do. Now, the Mishabur has the three cases discussing. By making Abdullah. One is he said Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is night time. So in that case over there, you cannot say what you say. A second case, you mapped all the case. So if you can anger by us, say Malacha. You said Abdullah over here. But let's say he said Baruch Hamadu Mekodesh Lechol. Is that enough over here to say now it's Beis Shabbos, you may hold, and you can't say what you say? So the Magav Roman raised Sam Gimel, brought down over here by the Kivagir. And again, the Mishmur brings it down to Reish Samen Gimel. They discuss this question. The answer is very simple. Not sure. Right? Mesupik. What's Halacha? Shmir Shabbos is Mesupik. What do you go do? There are those who want to know that it's not a full Havdalah over here. You can do a Malachas over here. It's maybe Barai if you want. You can say Havdalah from Plag already. I can say Havdalah from Plag and Shabbos. That means even after Havdalah, it can still be Shabbos. So maybe it's not really a steer over here. Maisel. Correct. He said the word Mexi by us. He said Mexi. But not by this case. Could be like a Mexi to Mexi. Not clear. Mexi is Mesopic. Again, Reis Amak Gimel. Like Davning said Mexi, it's still his Machmer. But by Baruch Hamadol, Reis Amak Gimel, he says he's not sure what to go do. He said Sorachim. Sorachim writes. Mexi said that those who want Tanya, you can't say what to say. El Rabba, Chayodim, and the Moshe Patsin, you can't say what to say. Maisa of Tzadshen in the Graz, because I'm sorry, Baruch Shulam says he can't say what to say. It's for Maisa Machmer. And therefore, what's very common, you come home from Ma'ariv, you want to do Abdullah, and your wife will have Dafka bench yet. So the correct thing is, you tell her, you want to say what to say, you bench first. You don't say, kin, or, let's say Abdullah, number one. Even if you don't want to say Abdullah, she wants to say Baruch Hamabdu, Malach, you tell her, no, bench before Baruch Hamabdu. But you tell her, she wants to say Baruch Hamabdu. The correct thing is, bench first, say what to say. Otherwise, most people say, you have a big raya, what to go do? Now, the Kishel over here, that we have the long Taz and the Mokharam and Shibu over here, what happens, very common, is when Rosh Chodesh comes down on Rosh Shabbos. That is in Cheshbon, it comes out 3 times a year. Now, of the 3 times a year, sometimes it comes out that Shabbos and Rosh Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. It's not much of a kasha. But at certain times, Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. So there is a question over here, what to go do. When you bench, you say, you have 3 options. You say, you would say, do you say Yalav Yavoi? You say, you would say, Yalav Yavoi. Or 4th option, say, neither one. Right, you have 4 different options of what to go do over here. So first, you have to realize, you have to mechalik the 2 separate akimtas brought down by the Paiskim. There's a case when a person eats on Shabbos and does not eat at night. Again, night, each one onto his own.
What's for eating on Shabbos? Tomorrow?
I just said this man, each one onto his own. Again, each one onto his own, whatever day is, whatever night is. That's why I'm getting involved with what's halacha ben shmoshes or what's fine.
Yes,
because
I want to know. Yes, Shmoshes,
the Moshe should be till 9 minutes. The Moshe does not apply in Israel. It's his whole calculation is built upon New York. Now, then the second case over here is when you eat on Shabbos and you eat on Moshe Shabbos. Like the 2 separate cases you have to discuss over here. So first, you did not eat pas at night. Let's say you only ate pas before Shkia, make everyone happy, for whatever Shkia you're going with. You only ate pas before Shkia, and no pas after Shkia. What are you going to do in that case? You're benching now Moshe Shabbos. It is right now Rosh Chodesh, but you're benching, why? Besides, you ate on Shabbos. Says the Taz over here, it's like the sugya of Yak Nahas. You're saying first, you say then Yalav Yavoi. It's not a Tatya Sashri. And says the Taz, you say both. You say, you say, and Yalav Yavoi. And the Sharon Sim points out, so Big Dayesha, Mug Giborim, they pass like this. Atana Shani, who disagrees? The Mechaber over here, the Mo over here, and the Mogavam says, we're going to pass like the Mechaber and Mo. You go after the Schol Sasudo, and therefore the Loch is the only Paskin you're saying. That's Mariel. You Paskin Mariel over here. Not like the Mariel of the Paz, but Mariel of the Pash, the Mariel, go after the Schol Sasudo. It's Manachilo. And therefore the Chayodom and the Graz, the Sivis, Ben Shai, or Chashulchan. And most of them say that when you only ate pas during the day, what's the halacha? You only say would say. But let's say in the Kimto, when a person comes home and he ate pas also at night, again at night, each one onto his own. Let's say he ate pas after tzeis, having a long man over here, which each chase onto his own also. But he ate pas after tzeis over here. What to go do over here? Then you have 3 options. The Taz again, when she told us, he's not machalik, the halacha is not tied to his sasri. The halacha is you say both. You say Sam would say, and you say Yalav Yavoi. And over here again, the Gavoyim went this way, Big Diyesha, and now the grass also went this way. You have to realize the grass switched. That means the grass comes along and says, when you only ate at night, then you say both. You also ate at night, you say both. But you only ate past during the day, then he says, it's Mariel. That means he greased the side of the Taz, but didn't shat in the Mariel. He's passing the Lochit, the Vadim Mariel, go after that Scholar. But you ate at night, you have both of here, let's say both of here. That means he took on different sheets over here. Fine, so one Mahalach over here, you say both. You say Shabbos, and you say Yalav Yavoi. A second sheet to come on the Bach, he says, go Ikaf Das Cholo. That's a Mariel over here. You have a Tati of Sastri. But he says the Shagas Ayri, and Shuvah, he points out, or Piskei Locha, he points out, that Yalav Yavoi is in Makiv, no. We say it's in Makiv, yeah. So you have a Tati of Sastri. Which one should you pick? The one that could be Makiv. Because you don't say, we'd say, we might not be chid by Sudo Shlishis. Only work is by default. Therefore, you have a choice. Which one to go say? Tadis Sasri, say a case of Ritzai. Never the Ben Shchayit or Chashulchan. And Moshe says that's a kalach. Shlomo Zalman says, Loch is you say Ritzai. Atzad Shlishi, you have to realize he ate at night. If you eat at night, you bench at night, everything means you say Yalav Yavoi. It's not a Shiloh. The only problem is he would say over here there's a Tarti Sasri. So Ritzai is a Sophic. Machloik's Marilo and the Rosh, and Yalav Yavoi, everyone agrees to go say. So, how can you knock away Yechiv against something that's a suffering over here? Says the Mogar Rom, according to Shlomo Mashal, Avadi say Yalav Yavoi. You have a Tati Sasri, so your job would say. But Avadi, I say Yalav Yavoi. And therefore, the Al Rabbah passing like this, the Yavis, Chayodim, the Sivis, they pass the third Malach. That means it comes out, Achloy Yashok among the Swarm, do you only say what say? Because that could be Ma'akiv. You only say Yalav Yavoi because that's Zivad Yechiv over here, or Tatat Nisashi, the Taz, might say both. We'll get to. Maisa, you have to realize that the Mishabur, Maisa, how's he bring it down? He brings down only two options. He brings down either only say Yalav Yavoi, Magarvam, or the Taz say both. And the Chashukah passes only the third option. Say Shema. Say you would say. So realize the three options take from the Shema and the Chashukah, all three are brought down, look what you're going to
do.
Now, just to understand, take a step further, what's Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah? When he discusses the halacha, what to go do, he starts with saying first, bring down the Magarvam Shito. And he says over here, the Magarvam, and that's Haber Choynim. Yesh Im Netaz. First is his Noita more to the Magarvam. He says, Magarvam, Haber Choynim. Yesh Im Netaz. That means again, Ikit Paskin or Noita the Magarvam, and they point out that this poem, he Paskin the Magarvam. But what is Avonah in the Mishnah Berurah? He starts off saying there are two cases. If you did not eat at night, then we paskin ritzei. If you ate at night, then we paskin yalav yavoi. V'yesh oimim, the loch is to say both. V'yesh oimim is going back on the night case or even on the day case. What is he going back on? Is he arguing on both the kimtas or only on the last kimta? Right, the guy separated the two over here. Which one is he going back on? So I think first the simple reading is coming from the Taz. And my mokum again, the Rigda Yesha and the Mogi Gibayim is arguing both. He's arguing his sign in the case he only ate at night. He only ate during the day. And even if he ate at night, boy, that's his words over here. His words are, Mishosha Hiskla Suda Bayoim, Achav Nimshach Azman, Loiberg, the Zman Nimshach. Not he ate, not mentioned that one word of eating. So the simple reading is Mishbu is arguing on both. The Yesh Oim is coming along to argue on both the cases over here. That means sign, if you only ate during the days, you say both with saying Yalav Yavoi. And sign, Kimti, you only ate during the day. Now, what that means, come on the Torah, they point out, what's the correct thing to go do? What's the Machmirim do? What's the Machmirim do? Your Shemayim, what to go do? So the Rebbe is a Kimti that says, the best thing to go do is not to eat at night. Start your Shudu in the day, and stop pass by eat at night. Go down, fight again, to the Mariach, to the Bayis, the Swamp is Manenu. We'll get to Shlomo Zalman and Ubiyashiv and others being down, Shtrumach and Kupshiv, all being down. The eighth cell, what a person should go do is that person should stop eating past once, let's say, it hits Shkiyo. Stop eating past by that time. That means Shlomo Zalman and Shul, they announce having the early Mincha. Why did that earlier? To make sure you stop eating before the case of Shkiyo. For the Shami, past before. Now, first, what that means, they bring down in Shmir Shabbos, it means you can eat after this man, but you cannot have past after this man. Because what's Messiah the bench in the past? And the voice of Shmir Shabbos does not mean past. You can have a little bit of past. But you can have past of Gezayas Kedei Achilles Pras. If you have less than Gezayas, or more than Gezayas, and more than Kedei Achilles Pras, that's not the Shmir Machayv you're benching. So the Machmir coming to tell you what to go do is to try to be Machmi, get around this Machlokes of Paiskim, what to go do, and not to have past of Gezayas Kedei Achilles Pras, past is Manashkiyo.
According to the Taz, it's not Shmir.
However, to point out, you have to realize what we're doing over here, we're getting around one machlokes, but not the other machlokes. I mean, again, we point out the two different kimtas over here. There's a kimta where you only ate during the day, and the kimta where you ate during the day and at night. That means that hoga, if you want to really, really be machmer, and be choish to the Taz, you bench before nighttime. According to the Taz, even if you ate nothing at night, luck is, you bench would say, and now the other. Therefore, it's brought down the minute of the Sam Sefer. What did he do? He benched before Shkiyah. The Stipler benched before Shkiyah. Chaim Kineski benched before Shkiyah. The Malachim don't seem to be worried about that concept. We seem to pass it not like the Taz. We're worried more about the Magarvam over here. Also, maybe there's a Taz over here. And therefore, it comes out the different dargahs what to go do practically. That means you want to know what to go do. Comes out again 3 times a year, Rosh Chodesh or twice a year. The Rosh Chodesh is Moshe Shabbos. So, if you want to be machmer or super machmer, whatever you want to call it, it comes out, the stipler, what are you going to do? Mice, you should bench before Shkiyah. That's because for all sheets to get around, circumvent this question. Mice, the machmirim don't do that. Machmirim, mice, they eat later. They eat. What? Whatever is man, yours man. What? Depends on what you do all the time. Depends on what you do all the time. It's not a question over here. It's a question for Kali. It's not a question for you. Again, so that's Yechidim. Yechidim, they bet before this man. The Machmirim, what they do, Machmirim, mice, they eat later. They stop eating pas once they hit nighttime. They stop eating pas, and therefore the bench only within say, a gam is not like the taz. The moin am, what do they go to? The moin am, they mice they eat pas before this man and after this man. They then machlok is a shuffle. What to go do? I'm not the strength in Christ, so what to go do? If you ask me what to go do, I say lefura, would say kubi ma'aka, the same would say. You have to realize that's not one of the options of the Mishnah Berurah. He only brought down the option of either Yalav Yavar, you say both. And I think the correct thing is like the Rosh Hashulchan. Fine. So the different shell is what to do with my son. Rosh Hashulchan says, but say, that maybe is Ma'akim. Shakas Ayyad, that's the one that's Ma'akim over here. So again, it comes out that Bikr, three different choices of what to go do. Bench, that gets everybody. Stop eating pas, fine, we're not worried about the Taz. That's how the Machmirim go. And then the Moinam. If you ask me, I always tell my family, say would say. Building upon this, yeah. Again, Mishnah is not being done as an option. He left that one out. I'm saying, like the Aruch HaShulchan, like the Moshe says, what? Without Yalav Yavar, you can talk to the Sasri. We pass it, talk to the Sasri. I don't know what that means. But now, when a person, I know, Mishnah Bava, I don't know, we won't get involved. Now, another question built upon this, built upon this, is what happens when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos? That means the Chutz L'Oretz happened the past year, and but also Yerushalayim is happening next year. So the shadow over here is the Gerato Bechsa Mozin, what people call Paris Mapo Makadish. We discussed numerous reasons before, the reason why there's a problem, why not to go do it. One of the main reasons is our Sugyo. Our Sugyo is a big problem, what to go do. That means according to Taz, when you bench first Maf Mekadosh, meaning you had a Korban Sudo, Shabbos, you come to Shabbos, you Kabbal Shabbos, you make your Kiddush over here, you have your Chal over here, and you continue your meal with the Shabbos meal. You come to go bench an hour, 2 or 3 hours later, and you remember to bench, your mind's still there, and whether you shirk or not, we know you bench over here. You bench, you say you would say, and I'll lease him, when you all say I'll lease him, all the would say, what do you go do? So let's think about it. According to Taz, the Chura, Yachna is not tied to the Sasi. The Maisi could argue and say both. Maybe say the stop on the Taz. However, the Prima Gomer says we say both. And the Mokhi Gomer says we say both. I know the Taz can argue, but the Maisi Prima Gomer, the Mokhi Gomer, and the Armitzayim, Maisi they paskin, we say both. Why? Yavachiv, Al Lisa Mitzad, Askol Sasudo. Shabbos, yeah, right now, Yavachiv, right now, you say both. If you want to argue the people God, that's your business. That's what he says. Now, Al Tzad Hasheni, come on the Chayodom, and he points out, the Maisa attacked the Sasri. Maisa, we have Mogam Rom's cash over here. Seem is in the fact fake. And the Mishavua Paskin, the Tovrei Tzadikei, the Maisa, a person cannot say Alanisim. You have to say, we'd say. You have to say, we'd say. They point out from that Mishavua Tovrei Tzadikei, sounds like it's passing the ikkis among Avram. Not like a Taz, I'm arguing maybe it's a Taz also. Now we have to realize, we already mentioned when we learned Simon Kufpe above at the end, is there a Chiyuv Sudo on Purim or not? And Al Nisim is Ma'akiv, and Simon Kufpe Zayin. We said that Taz is Shito, Mashal Lishlo, that could be Al Nisim is Ma'akiv in the Bechaz Amozen. And you Ma'akiv in Purim Sudo over here. And yet the Mishavu is passing, what's the Locho? To say only would say and not Al Nisim. So should a person be poorest map of Mekadosh? That means if Alisim is Ma'akiv, and you're still Purim Sudo, and Mishmur Paskin not say Elanisim, says the Mogavram, Loitzi Atri Meplukto, you should not get involved with this question, and not basically be poorest map of Mekadosh. In essence, what are you doing? You're not going to say Elanisim, and that might Ma'akiv. So you want to know why not be poorest map of Mekadosh? I've asked numerous Chacham who have done it. And I ask him, Lechua, this is a Klar al-Locho. They get involved what to do with Al-Nisim and would say. So one Rav told me, I pass him Prima Gadim, I say both. Mishavu says not to. We don't go like the Mishavu wrong. Chayotim says not to. Lo yedem. And this is what he does Rosh Chodesh when it comes down with Shabbos. Lechua, because he wants to be Chodesh. Another Rav said, I don't know. And different people, I'm not clear, Lechua, this is a Baya. Lo yedem Asmer Plukto, you should not get involved in the Shail over here. Because according to them, we're going to pass him not to say Al-Nisim. And if so, maybe it's Ma'akim before Mishud over here.
Maybe just pass like the Rosh Hashanah,
I said, because we would say it might be Ma'akim. I'm cautious. Now I have a problem. What if I drop out? We'd say I'll need some. I said, I'm saying, I'm not passing over the shulchan. I said, I'm not sure I'm stuck. I'd rather get things that might be market. He also, I'm stuck. I'd rather get things that might be market. And therefore, place you ask me my plug to not get involved. This is Mark Avum's words, not my words. He's just causing my davening, but the same concept. What about Moshe Shabbos? We should have Moshe Shabbos. Now, when a person, everyone knows, we're learning the sugya of kleis over here. Everyone now has kleis when you bench. If you have a kleis on Shabbos, of course, right now, Shabbos morning, shall should we have a kleis? Now, when a person that has a kleis and he wants to now, after a kleis of Echsa Mazen, he wants to now make Bar Pia Goffin and say Ale Geffen. So, the Bibu Bukha, do you say that after benching? Or do you wait for after Avdolah? Newest people wait for after Avdolah, they use the same kleis for Avdolah. While the Tzadi using this kleis for benching, that's your honor, you use for benching. In your Ala Gefet, do you say the Nusuch of Shabbos? But no, the Maisa, I'm saying it after this month. So you tie the Kamal, the Maim Mordechai, and the Kitzer, the Betzim, when do you make a Bar Pia Goffin? When I say Ala Gefet, it's after this month. So of course, in the Ein Sholosh, you're not going to mention Shabbos. But it's Chayim, it's Shabbos, take it all this way. I'm telling Shani, what is your head to use, drink the Kais right now? It's Bitzad, it's the Shabbos. Although you can't drink now, you have a Chiv Avdolo. The only reason why you drink this Kais, says the Liashiv and the Scheinberg and the Chodesh Shani, is Mitzad, you pseudo. So go after this Chiv pseudo. Therefore, so, a person shouldn't mention, it is Rocha Koino, the main Sholosh over here. As far as I know, the Olim Maisa did not bench a Kais in general, but Maisa, they don't use a Kais by Shalashudas, they usually save for Avdolo over here. However, which now leads to Shev Brachas, the question over here, that it's brought down at the end of the Siman, the last Shai Shuvah discusses what to do with the case of Shev Brachas. Now, first, what does that mean? Person, we have 7 days of Shev Brachas, and then the last night is really, so we stop before the Shkia, and then we get a bench into the 8th night over here. For example, let's say it's Wednesday night, you can have a Chassid tonight at 7 o'clock. Fine. So the last day of the seventh day is Tuesday night next week at Shkia. You come along at 7 o'clock and you wash for your Shev Brachas, the Suda, the Mitzvah, and then you want to bench at 10 o'clock. Can you say Shev Brachas or not? Do you come along and say, we pass in Aschol as a Suda? We pass in Maril over here. Chabra Mo, go after the Maril without the Taz. Even the Taz could agree over here. Aschol as a Suda. We'll say, no, Yeshul Chalik, Mais is the end of the day, it's the 8th night, it's the 8th day. We only make a book on the 7 days, not on the 8 days over here. So again, with the Shai Shuvah, when he ends off the Siman over here, he brings down the Chidah, he brings down the Giz Rodim, it says that Locha is not a din and Suda Shai Brachas. The din is on Bracha. When you, the Bracha is to make the Bracha during the 7 days. There's no din of Bracha of a Suda. It's a Bracha of Shai Brachas, which Chazal was misakin by a Suda. But true, they were sacking by that time. But the deer is brachas over here. And therefore, once Shari Shuvah says it, as far as I see, the 40 swarm went this way and no one argues. Nobody argues. It's interesting, last week they came over to me with the Shaila, they were arguing about this. My sister, Shari Brachas. They want to know, can we say Shari Brachas? And we told them, like, no one says you can. Like, yeah, you can. That's a minute. Like, no one says you can. But the Meister, they didn't, as far as I know. As far as I know. But the Meister, the Loch is, we go after this man. And then after Eskola, it's nothing to do with this Maril over here. It's an interesting story that's brought down that Tobiashiv, the Kleisberger, invited him to the last day. He wants to give him the brach by Shere Brachas. And Tobiashiv said, I don't want to come because you're not being makbid on Shkia. And the Kleisberger said, I'll be makbid on Shkia. Makbid on Shkia. Well, I'm coming to Tobiashiv. I want to get one of the Shere Brachas over here. However, this is during the week. What about Shabbos? Is that different? That means newest people have chasses on Sunday. It's a convenient time, Sunday. And therefore, it comes out the last day on Shabbos. Then they have Shal Shudas. People have time, they want to go Shal Shudas into the nighttime. Is Shabbos can be any different than, say, the Kedusha Shabbos is mamshut into the night? And this, by Shev Brachas, you can't say, even though it's 8 at night, but Shabbos goes into it as part of the day 7 over here. So, Shlomo Kluger already has a tshuva about it and says, no, it's a din in the 8th day right now, and therefore a person cannot go make a bracha. Hischei Olam, Shulchan Ezer, Har Tzvi, and therefore it's brought down by the Satmar Rebbe and the Parashat Rav, Rashi Klan of Liashiv, they say no, the Loch is you have to go day 7 and you do not take Kedusha Shabbos into account. Shmir Shabbos, others go this way. Maisel, if you ever been to Shem Brachas, the chapter of day 7, it goes into the night. Instead of wasn't Shuman Chelik Aleph, Chenog Alma. And Maisel does do that. They do it. And you want Taina, Yeshel Chalik. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, the Maisel, we have Kedusha Shabbos going into the night. By Shabbos, you have a right to Mechalik. That's your right to Chelik Aleph. The Chelik Gimel, he says, but now they show me Shalom Kluger. They show me the Shulchan Ezer, Pesachayilim. What to go do? So at least he said in the Chol Pachas, now Limud Chus, while Maisel Ilim does, now Pashto, the Maisel doesn't seem to go do it. So again, if you look around, the Ilim does it, they're lax. But Ik among the Shram Maisel, that's not the correct Hanover. Maybe you can defend them, instead of a Shramach, why they're doing it for, but Yesh Lodin over here. Which really now leads to a third question. Fine, you start to wash, you wash at 7, 6:30. Shkia, let's say, is at 8. You want to go until 10. Let's have Sher Brachas right now, Vilna Suda. Can you have Sher Brachas right now?
Without benching.
That means the Mishbuah is called by Ches, the Mishbuah called with the Evan Yisrael, Dine Fisher. And the Goyes in the bottom, it says, Avadri Paschal Shai Shuba against Rodim. However, he says, but I have given you an Eso. Let's do Sher Brachas in Vilna Suda. Without benching. And therefore we'll get the Sher Brachas, because not Din and Suda Shavoy, it's Din Sher Brachas. Let me say it right now. Myself, I forget, never saw that. I mean, great eats on Shabbos, no one does that way. Therefore, there is a tshuva by Sliezer, and the Shlomo Zalman, and Dine Weiss seems to have a tshuva about others being down. No, Chazal Masakin when you bench. Agam, true, it's not mitzad the eating Shavoy. Chazal was Masakin only on the benching Shavoy. Therefore, Chaim Pinevsky and the Sukrels and Babliash, they say no, only when you bench. You cannot do Sher Brachas and Mil the Suda Shavoyim. They come down to Maisa first, 3 points to get to Sher Brachas. Number one is when a person goes into the night, it's not like we'd say, we don't go after the Skolas Suda. We go for this man of the Brocha, you cannot say Sher Brachas when he goes to the eighth at night, number one. Number two, Pashas is no chilm to Nimechol, only May Shabbos, the Gam Yeshvod of the Minig Oilam. And number three, the look is you can only do Sher Brachas only on benching, Napte Chasuda, Agam Dain Fisher seems to disagree. Fine, Ben Hashem on Sunday will be a little bit too small a simon of Simakuf by test and Simakuf Tzadik Aleph. Welcome.